This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Nicaragua from my father. My father, much missed, used to ask me whenever I returned from a country new to both of us not to tell him so much about what I had done, but what I had seen that would interest or surprise him. In many ways, Nicaragua surprised all of us from the Organizers Forum. We knew we were going to Central America and one of the poorest countries in Latin America, and we'd read the Lonely Planet notions of the country well enough to know that Managua was not going to be something that classifies a tourist destination, but none of us was really prepared adequately. In fact, all of us found ourselves surprised and impressed with the urban infrastructure of Managua. The buildings may have not been the tall towers of other Latin American capitals and the rebuilding from a revolution, boycott, and earthquake disasters, but it was solid. The airport was amazingly efficient. I've never been through customs and baggage pickup more quickly anywhere in the world, including the USA. The airport was modern without being ostentatious and clean as a whistle. So I'd better add this on the front end of these notes, that I cannot remember a cleaner country from the city to the countryside than Nicaragua. The bustle of Leon, where when we visited there, and some trash on the side streets almost came as a relief that these were people of our same species. There aren't that many major thoroughfares in Managua, but they were smoothly paved with frequent roundabouts that kept traffic moving briskly even when we were navigating rush hours. Visiting the barrio of Tipitapa, a lower-income working area where we might have expected more rutted and dirt roads, the streets were paved. And many were curbed. Without saying so, many of us were thinking, if this is a slum, this is better than many of our neighborhoods. There were issues, but it was decent. Our Acorn Honduras organizers marveled constantly, as we all did, at the security of the Centro and the Barrios. There was one guard at the hotel, but this was not a country where security was everywhere armed and ready. Government worked here at that very fundamental and critical level. We were there during a multi-day Independence Day celebration. Revolutionary Square, though, was relatively empty on the Sunday we went by, especially compared to the amusement and food area along the lake. Government was ubiquitous, but not as suffocating as we found in Vietnam, for example. Though the president, Daniel Ortega's government, is currently often labeled a kleptocracy, the party, the FSLN, is more prominently at the forefront than a cult of personality for the president. They wisely embrace Augusto Sandino and his struggle predating the Sandinistas as their iconic image. The food was standard fare, dominated by rice, beans, and plantains, though the pitaya fruit, which is also called dragon fruit in Nicaragua and grows from a cactus, was a revelation, producing a rich purple drink that was simply delicious. Excuse me while I go get an importing license for Acorn International. Throughout the neighborhoods, pedicabs were everywhere, rivaling Indian bicycle rickshaws, but with a totally different design, less a front-loading basket design than an efficient box with seating, which was very interesting and practical. And of course, taxis were numerous, as well as the kind of repurposed school bus designs called colectivos in Argentina. Granada and León were not the colonial cities we expected after Antigua, Guatemala, or San Miguel de Allende, Mexico, but on the plus side, none of these were the expat tourist centers creating English-speaking islands in those countries. In fact, interestingly, the only major signs of mass foreign tourism we saw were the surfboarders coming and going from the airport. My grandfather's name was Erdmann, which means man of the soil in German, and that had been our family heritage forever in Germany and even in the United States until my father. So what would have interested my father the most would have been our visits to the farms or fincas outside of Matagalpa. The lemon and orange trees would have reminded him of California, along with chickens and roosters running in the yard, which I remember well from my grandfather's place in Orange County on our infrequent visits as well. The rich, wet soil and the rows of well-tended coffee plants interspersed between fences of hibiscus or tall and straight cactus, and the huge pride of the cooperative farmers, optimistic even in the grip of the Roya epidemic, would have had my dad wondering if it were time to see about buying a hectare for himself. Just as I've often debated every time I've walked under the shade of tall trees and held the green coffee plants in my hands while adjusting my feet to the steep incline. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.